Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach me personally, I'll throw this out now, so if you want to call in, my number is 630-338-1160. Today, the first segment we're going to go over, I'm going to go over YouTube questions. So I have a YouTube channel. Check it out, the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I have probably close to 5,000 subscribers now with, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand views, and things are kind of ticking along really good. So if you would, please go there, check it out, give me a thumbs up, share me, do whatever you want to do with that. I'd greatly appreciate that. And we could help others, help me help others. So hopefully I'm helping you, and that's why you're listening to the show. So let's get on to it. I'm going to just go scroll down. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to see me kind of going through my phone, checking out some questions. So the cool thing is, and we're going to go over this in the second segment, is I have some credit hacks. What I mean by hack is just some tips and tricks that you could do that would increase your credit score. And it's proven. And here's one I just received yesterday. And the person put, I just tried it. Also, my score went up 30 points and I responded, awesome. So there's some tricks. And the trick that this person used, or the hack that this person used, was I explained how to get maybe your mom or dad or aunt or uncle or brother or sister's credit, one of their creditors, on your credit report and get a boost in your credit scores. So here's what this is. We call it an authorized user. So how the authorized user works is, let's say you have a low credit score because either one, lack of credit, you don't have, you have some dings there. There's just a reason for, you have some bumps in the road. By adding a good account to your credit report is going to help you dramatically. So, but here's what you want to look for when you add this. So you want somebody that has had an open account for probably a good 5 years or more. You want them to have a high credit limit, a pretty substantial high credit limit. So let's say $5,000 or more. However, you want them to not use that card to its max. So let me draw this out. You talk to mom, and mom has a Kohl's account that she uses. It's got a $5,000 credit limit. She's had it for 10 years, and she buys some stuff there every month, but pays it down or pays it off. What we're going to do is we're going to go to mom and say, Mom, could you help me increase my credit scores? And the reason why it's going to help me overall possibly get that job that I just applied for, get a lower rates on my car insurance, get a lower credit card rate, get a better rate on my student loan. And now that I'm looking to buy a home, it's going to dramatically increase my credit scores so I can put less of a down payment and get much better rates. Then you're going to tell mom, you don't even have to give me a credit card. You don't even have to give me access to use that credit card, so there's no liability there. I'm not going to use the account. Basically, I just want to use your credit reference of that account on my credit. So your mom's going to call Kohl's, and she's going to explain to them that she wants to add you as a authorized user, not a co-account, just an authorized user, meaning they're authorizing you to use the account. They'll approve that because they don't have any liability. You're not the creditor. Mom is the creditor. So they'll add you to the account. If you get a credit card, go to mom, show it to her, and cut it up. There, mom, I don't even have the card. So now you're going to see all of a sudden in probably 30 to 45 days, you have colds on your credit card or on your, I'm sorry, credit report. Your scores, and I just saw it here, and I don't know if you can see it if you're on YouTube or podcasting, is it? This person just did that, and it went up within 30 days. She had an increase of 30 points. I don't know what her starting point was. You might even see if you have thin credit or not so good credit, in most cases thin credit, you're going to see an increase of more than that. You might see 50, 60, 70 points. So a lot of the hack videos out there that people have on how to get an 800 credit score, a lot of those are, I won't say deceiving, but they're really hard to do or really hard to get. It's also those videos on how to pay off your house in 5 years. You know, you got to take it with a grain of salt, but most of the data there is phenomenal. So that's, you know, that's how you can get, this person got a credit increase or credit boost on their credit score pretty quick. Let me go. I'm just winging it right now, folks. So bear with me. I'm just flicking through my YouTube and reading the questions, and I hope I got an answer for it. It says, hi, Dan. Good information. I live in Florida. I'm part-time and also 3 years at my job. My wife just moved from part-time to full-time. The house we want to buy is $250,000 and higher. What can we do to accomplish this year? That's probably a lot of people listening right now. You're part-time. Your spouse is part-time or just went full-time. What can you do? Okay. So I did respond to this person. I said, you know, what are your credit scores? And, you know, I asked them some other questions. They responded back, my credit scores are in the mid to high 600s and my wife's is in the mid to high 700s. So here was my response. Part-time, as long as you're on your job for at least 3 years, take that back, 2 years, you can use a part-time income. Your wife went from part-time to full-time. Well, we just need to get a letter from the company stating now, yes, she is full-time. What is her hourly wage? And we'll most likely need one or two pay stubs that says, yes, she's getting 40 hours a week. We got two pay stubs. We got the letter. You're good to go. So in that case, they should be able to qualify as long as they have the down payment. They have the credit scores. Again, 620 and above or 580 and above, you can qualify. He has over 2 years on employed on a part-time job, so we can count that job. And she has a full-time job. She's only just received that position, but she went from part-time to full-time with that company. She now qualifies, so we can use all that data. So I'm getting them in touch with someone I know in Florida that can help them out. They're on their way to buying a house. So that's that question. Let's scroll down to the next one. I'd like to see a video on refinancing after one homeowner signs a quitclaim deed. Ooh. So what is a quitclaim deed? Let me explain what a quitclaim deed is. And then in the next segment, I'm going to walk you through, you know, what do you do after you complete a quitclaim deed? So first of all, what is a quitclaim deed? A quitclaim deed is this. Let's say, for example, you and I are married and we bought a house. We both are on ownership of that home. So you're on the vesting. It'll say vesting, meaning who owns the house? So it's vested as Dan Frio and you. Unfortunately, things aren't working out and we want to get a divorce. That's the most common situation in regards to filing a quitclaim deed. Okay, and it's called quit, Q-U-I-T, not quick claim deed, quit claim deed. So what happens is we go through the divorce paperwork, and in there, it's if you have a good attorney, they're going to state that you want to keep the house. We agree that you, unfortunately, we have kids also. They're little kids. You're going to stay in the house. However, you know, we want to give the house completely to you. So that house is yours. I have no more ties to that property. Okay. So what we do is in the divorce decree, it says we need to prepare a quitclaim deed and Dan needs to sign it. So what it is I'm quitting, Q-U-I-T, I'm quitting my claim to the property or the vesting or the ownership of the property. So we prepare this quitclaim deed, taking it from Dan Frio and you, changing that deed now to you. So now you are the only owner of that property if someone were to look up the ownership of the property. Okay. So in the divorce decree, it says, you know, I am relinquishing the house to you. I'm giving the house to you, and I want you and the children to stay there so we don't have to disrupt that anymore. And I am quitting my claim to the property and giving the house completely to you. Okay. So that is what happens in the situation. But there's more. What some people fail to realize is just because I am no longer an owner of the property, I signed a mortgage making me liable for that loan. So the bank doesn't care that we got a divorce. On the loan papers, it was signed and guaranteed that it would be paid by Dan Frio and you. So no matter who we claim that or quit claim that property to, or who now is the vested owner in that property, Dan Frio and you are still liable for those payments. And if those payments are not made, that house is going to get foreclosed on. So what I'm going to do in the next segment, I'm going to walk you through what you need to do in this situation. I know this is a narrow program. It's not going to fit, you know, the broad scheme of people out there. But if you're in this situation, you're going to find great use to this, because I just created a video because this young lady asked me of this. So I created a YouTube video and just posted it. So when we come back, I'm going to walk you through the steps we need to do now to ensure that you are not liable on that mortgage. So again, if you'd like to reach out to me and ask some questions, just call me at 630-338-1160. Or dan.frio@gmail.com. God bless. Come back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Right now, we're going to talk to you about, now what do we do with that quitclaim deed? We filled out that quitclaim deed. I, Dan Frio, is quitting my claim to the property and giving it to you so you can keep the house. But now, I want to move on. You want to move on. Now, what do we do to make sure, if in my case, I want to make sure I'm not on that mortgage anymore? Because if you don't make the payments, I don't want them coming after me. I'm moving on in life. And again, I'm sorry about the divorce situation. It's probably the best concept that I can make on this, but I'm moving on. So, you know, I might look to get married, but I want to buy a house. What's going to happen is that mortgage is going to come against me as a debt. So I might not be able to qualify for another property. Or you might 2, 3, 4 years down the road, 5 years, 10 years down the road, stop making the payments on that property. Now you go into foreclosure. Now they can come after me. I haven't lived there in 10, 15 years. But now they're coming after me because they're foreclosing on the house. So they can file, they'll go to collections with me. They'll file judgment against me. They might even garnish my wages. And I'm saying, wait a second. I filed a quitclaim deed. I gave this house to you. You haven't paid. That's not my problem. Yes, it is your problem, unfortunately. So what do you need to do? This person who sent me this question is asking, how do we refinance to take care of this or solidify that quitclaim deed? So here's what you do. Here's what I would do in this case. I would have basically, in the quitclaim or the divorce decree, say, I will file a quitclaim deed or complete a quitclaim deed. I'm not going to give it to you until you refinance that loan in your name only. So you're taking the mortgage that we have on the house, that is me, Dan Frio, and you, and now you are getting a brand new mortgage to pay off that mortgage. So you're refinancing. That mortgage now is only in your name. So what they're going to require is they're going to say, well, we can't do that because Dan is still on the deed to the property or the vesting in the property. I'll say, I got this paper here. At the closing, I will hand that over to you and relinquish all my ownership in the property as long as you can show me that this has gone through and, you know, it goes through, gets filed, and the mortgage gets completed. So that is, you know, walking you through what a quitclaim deed is, when to use it, or the most common use of it. And then there's more to it. You want to get off the vesting of the property, and you also want to get off of the mortgage, okay? Because just relinquishing your ownership doesn't relinquish your responsibility to make that mortgage payment. Okay. So we have some time right now. So let's try to go through one more question. Let me see if I go through these in great detail. So great video, Dan. Very educational. Thank you. Can you get approved for a multifamily home with an FHA mortgage? Great question. Because here's the misconceptions of FHA. You can only use it to buy your first home. Wrong. You can have out, and there is exceptions to this, but you can always have outstanding one FHA loan. So you could buy a house with FHA, live there for 5, 8 years, 10 years, sell that home, move to another home, get another FHA loan. Sell that home in 5 years, move to another house, and get another FHA loan. You could do that 100 times if you want. What kind of properties will FHA finance? The biggest thing is it has to be your primary home. So meaning that has to be the place where you will reside. So that's number one. Now, this person's question is, can I finance a multifamily? Yes, you can. You can finance a 1, a 2, a 3, or up to a 4-unit building. The cool thing behind it, too, is you can use all the proposed rental income of that property to qualify for that mortgage. So if you're buying a 4-unit building, every unit's going, pulling in $1,000. You're going to reside in one, right? Now you have $3,000 that will be going to your mortgage payment. So when you talk about these programs on how to pay off your mortgage within 5 or 7 years, that's a great way to do it. If you're starting out, buy a multi-unit building, use all that rental income, pay 100% of that income to your mortgage, then your income is only going to, you know, vacations, out to dinner, you're enjoying life. But all that money you're getting each month is going right to apply right to your mortgage. You have the house paid off in 10 years. God bless you. You move on. You put yourself in a great situation. So FHA, you can buy a multifamily home. Great question. Let's go. The credit report always finds reason you cannot proceed to get a free copy of your credit report. Okay, let me repeat that. The credit reporters always find a reason why you cannot proceed to get a free copy of your credit report. It depends on where you go to get your credit report. Okay, so one of the sponsors of my show is creditscoresandmore.com. It's plural. creditscoresandmore.com. In there, you're going to find 4 steps. We're going to go over 2 steps right now. Step one, you're going to get a free credit score. I highly suggest everybody do this. There is no strings. There's no bells. There's nothing attached to this. What you get is a credit score. It is called your Vantage score. I'll go over that in a minute. You're going to get recommendations on credit cards of various sorts. You want a credit card with a 0% transfer. You want a credit card for travel miles. You want a credit with low rate. You want a credit card with rebates, all kind of bells and whistles. It'll find it for you. So what it does is it scans through your credit. Then it says, okay, here is the best scenario or the best product that you would fit for in those categories. It also gives you the same information about car loans. Another cool thing it does, it monitors your credit. All this is free. I highly suggest use it. Don't subscribe to any other of the services. They're going to try to offer you a whole bunch of paid services. Don't do it. Just use the free service. It'll monitor your credit. I get an alert probably every week from them saying, you know, somebody might have pulled my credit. It actually saved my butt one time because it said somebody pulled my credit and I didn't apply for anything. So to monitor your credit, it'll also say, congratulations, Dan, you did great job this week. Your credit scores went up. It'll also tell you that. So it goes through all those bells and whistles. It also gives you, I think, a $1 million identity theft protection for free. How? I don't know. Read through it, but go to creditscoresandmore.com. That is number one, step number one, your free credit score. It does give you a credit score. The person who commented on this YouTube is saying, you know, it doesn't give you your credit scores. I don't know really of many credit scoring systems that don't give you a score, but here's the caveat I want to get to. It'll give you one score. Same with Credit Karma and a lot of the other free credit scoring things. Now, the credit score that it gives you is called a Vantage score. It is not used by anybody to qualify you for really anything. It doesn't qualify. That's not who the credit card companies use. That's not who the auto companies, financing companies use. That's not who the insurance companies use, and that's surely not what the mortgage companies use. So why would I pull it then, Dan? It's educational. You're going to get a score that's in the range of probably what your credit scores will be. You're going to get monitoring. You're going to get educational tools. You're going to get recommendations for different types of loans or credit cards, and you're going to get credit theft protection. I'm not selling this system. If you want it, great. God bless you. If you don't want it, hey, whatever. But I would highly suggest you get it. It's free. So now, however, you're like, Dan, well, it doesn't do me any good really to know my credit scores because I want to buy a house. What's my credit scores? So step two. In step two, you're going to order a credit report. That's if you want to. You don't have to. But if you really want to know what your credit scores are, this is where to go. Creditscoresandmore.com, step two. I bet you didn't realize, unless you listen to my show, you have over 30 different credit scores. So that Credit Karma score you're bragging about, I got a 700 Credit Karma score. It really doesn't mean anything. You want to go and get your full-blown credit report with over 30 different scores. Now, here's how that breaks down, and I'll go through it quickly. TransUnion has three models. We're going to say those models are A, B, and C. Under those three models, there are four different models. So the models are, the four different models are credit scores for your a car loan, an insurance request, credit card scores, and mortgage scores. So follow this. TransUnion has three buckets, A, B, and C. Each one of those buckets has four more buckets. So 4 times 3 is 12. Follow me. There's three different categories in TransUnion and four different buckets under those. 3 times 4 is 12. TransUnion has 12 scores, different unique scores. Equifax the same, Experian the same. So there alone you have 36 scores. If you didn't know that, you should. You know, because what are you applying for? That's the score that's going to be used, not your Credit Karma score or anything else. Those systems are educational, where this score is basically is your true FICO scores all the lenders use, all the insurance companies use, all the credit card companies use, all the auto financing companies use. So that's the show today. So I hope you learned a lot, especially in the second segment. There's a lot of information here. Your credit scores are huge. You might not realize it. You will one day, especially if you go to buy a house or something of that sort. And also, if you're going to look for a home, don't wait till the last minute. Pull your credit. Let's see where you are. You might need some help. Just the difference of 1 or 2 or 3 points might make a difference of you getting approved or not, or you getting a low rate or not. So I hope you find this educational. If you do, please, you know, shoot me an email, dan.frio@gmail.com. Or if you see me on YouTube or Instagram, please leave a comment. Love to answer your questions. God bless. I will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.